ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 25, Chapter entitled The Glories of Lord Ananta, Verse 9. Utpatti sthiti laya hetava asya kalpa Sattvadya prakriti guna yad ikshayasan यद्रूपमद्रुवमकृतं यदेकमात्मं नानाधात् कथं हुह नानाधात् कथं हुह वेद तस्य वर्त्मा उत्पत्तिस्थितिलयहेतवास्य कल्पा सत्वाधा प्रकृति गुणाय दीक्ष आसन यद्रूपं ध्रुवम अकृतं यद् एकमात्मन नानाधात् कथम उह वेद तस्य वर्त्मा उत्पत्ति स्थिति लय हेतव अस्य कल्पा सत्वाद्या प्रकृति गुणा यद् इक्षयासन यद्रूपं ध्रुवम अकृतं यदेकमात्मन नानाधात् कथं हुह वेद तस्य वर्त्मा सत्वादय प्रकृति गुण यदीक्षयासन यद्रूपं ध्रुवम अकृतं यदेकमात्मन नाधात् कथं तुह एव सस्यम् उत्पत्ति स्थिति लय हेतव अस्य कल्पा सत्वाद्या प्रकृति गुणाय दीक्षयासन यद्रूपं ध्रुवम अकृतं यदेकमात्मन नानाधात् कथमुह वेद तस्य वर्त्मा उत्पत्ति स्थिति लय हेतवस्य कल्पा नानाधात् कथं हुवस्य कवर्त्मा माताजी word to word meaning utpatti of creation sthiti maintenance laya and dissolution hetava the original causes asya of this material world kalpaha capable of acting sattva adaya headed by the sattva guna prakriti guna the modes of material nature yat of whom ikshaya by the glance Asan became Yat Rupam, the form of whom? Dhruvam, unlimited. Akritam, uncreated. Yat, who? Ekam, one. Atman, in himself. Nana, variously. Adhat, has manifested. Katham, how? Uha, certainly. Veda, can understand. Tasya, his. Vartma, path. Translation and Bapar Bhashyavala Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki. By his glance, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enables the modes of material nature to act as the causes of universal creation, maintenance and destruction. The Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although he is one, he has manifested himself in many forms. How can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? So this purport is actually more than 3 pages long, and there are different verses of Chaitanya Bhagavat in the verses. So what we will do, we will read purport and explain at the same time, discuss at the same time. I'll just read one paragraph and then read. From the Vedic literature, we learn that when the Supreme Lord glances sa ekshata over the material energy, the 3 modes of material nature become manifest and create material variety. Before he glances over the material energy, there is no possibility of the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material world. The Lord existed before the creation, and consequently he is eternal and unchanging. Therefore, how can any human being, however great a scientist or philosopher he may be, understand the ways of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajathan Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyasha Kripasindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So before we start, I will seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially senior Vaishnavas, so that can be empowered, yeah, by some mercy, so that this we can discuss on this great literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada writes, in translation itself, we see that glories of Ananta Dev we are hearing, and it's continuing this chapter. Almost like few more verses are there. And I was reading this purport. There are some 20 verses, 15 to 20 verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat. They are going in order. And when I read this entire chapter translation, so it is the same thing. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavandas Thakur is writing all the glories of Anantadev which are actually given in Bhagavatam. Same chapter. This is in Sanskrit, that is in Bengali. Yeah. So immediately clicked that what we have heard, that all the Vedic literature actually support each other. It's not that some other devotee has written some literature that will contradict. So it is same thing written in a different way. So here in the translation it is mentioned, the Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although He is one, He has manifested Himself in many forms. So, and then it's mentioned, Shukdeva Goswami says, how can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? So here translation, Shukdeva Goswami is saying about this, that Supreme Soul is unlimited and changeless, a beginningless and unchangeable, uncreated. With a very simple logic, here it is mentioned that Supreme Lord glances over the material energy, and then the creation takes place, and then He maintains, and then destruction also happens with His orders, and He remains. So, it's a very simple mathematical formula. One can understand that Supreme Lord was there before the creation also, and He still is there after the destruction also. Then how can people say very boldly that either God was not there before, or He does not remain even after destruction? It's clearly mentioned. He only is creating, maintaining and destroying the things. And He remains. That is why it is said these two words are given in the verse Dhruvam and Akritam. He is unlimited and He is non-created, uncreated. He is not created by anything. He is always there. And we also see this quality is also same as Supreme Lord Krishna. And here we are talking about Anantadev. So which proves, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it's mentioned that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that Krishna and Balaram or Narayana or Anantashesh is actually one and the same. Only form is different. So here interesting point is that in the Bhagavatam itself is mentioned that this is complicated. He has manifested Himself in many forms. One form in many forms, and yet every form is complete in itself. And that's why it's mentioned, how can the human society understand the ways of Supreme? So I was thinking, when people are actually not able to understand, until unless they come in touch with devotees, it's not very astonishing thing. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada gives this wonderful example to elaborate this concept, that how can people understand. In one of the lecture where he is giving in 8th canto in Samudra Manthan Leela, where Prabhupada is mentioning that when demigods and demons were churning the ocean, the depth of the ocean was 7 miles. And yet the water was till the knee level, below the knee level of the demigods, of the milk, the churning milk ocean. 7 miles is the depth, and yet that water is only not even covering the knees of demigods. How is it possible? The Prabhupada goes and elaborates that for a small tiny ant, even 7 inches of water is sufficient to create a tsunami for the ant. For a man, for a human being, 7 feet of water is sufficient to drown him. But for demigods, even 7 miles is not enough. That is still below the knee level. Then still confusing. How do we understand this? Is it a mythology? Is it a myth? How do we know? We have not seen demigods. Then Prabhupada gives one analogy. He says there are these insects, green insects. In the Diwali time we see, no? So many green insects around the light. They take birth after the sunset. They grow, complete their education, get their degree, get married, produce children, become old, diseased and die before sunrise. Everything happens. Jaya Shri Radha, Aspyari, Sitaram, Lakshanama, Shri Gaur Netai. So their entire life, they don't see even sun. So Prabhupada says that if a human being goes to this insect and tells him, and it tells the insect that, you know, there's a human society. And as your entire life is in one night, your entire life duration is actually only one night for the human beings. And there is one day. And then there are 7 days and 7 nights, which makes a week. And then month, 1 year. And there are 100 years, 100 such years they live. What do you think the insect will reply? Will the insect believe? He is not seen. Even though his insect is seeing the human being, he cannot conceive it. This logic will not fit. Now, similar logic, if we extrapolate from human society to demigod society, how is it possible? We can understand. And if an insect whose life, entire life is only 10 to 12 hours, cannot perceive 100 years of human society, similarly, humans cannot perceive how demigods live for millions of years and what is their form and size and different things. So how do we understand? This is a big question. We cannot understand scripture say, but then there are means and ways. And Prabhupada always used to say, anyone will, he was giving one lecture on the third canto, Lord Kapila Dev's instruction in Bombay, Juhu. And then he says that people in Bombay, they cannot see that Krishna is standing here. We are seeing very few people sitting in this temple hall and attending lecture. Millions of people are not seeing. And they say that, can you show us God, Swamiji? Prabhupada says, first of all, do you have eyes to see God? You cannot see many things which exist. You cannot see anything in the darkness. Prabhupada says you cannot see your hands in the darkness without the light. You need light for that. And you want to see Supreme Lord, Adhokshaja, with your bare eyes. But then Prabhupada says, this Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. One whose eyes are anointed with love of God, he can actually see God. And Prabhupada is saying that those of you are sitting here and seeing that this is Krishna, you are actually seeing Krishna. Those who cannot see here, Krishna is standing, they will not come here. So what is required to understand is faith. That will come with the association of devotees. And yesterday we heard Sundar Chitmo was explaining how hearing should be there, but should be from bona fide authorities. So any spiritual topic, if spoken by bona fide authority, can actually penetrate in the heart of conditioned soul. Otherwise there is no possibility. It clearly speaks here. How can human society understand the ways of Supreme? The only one way is by the Supreme Lord's mercy, causeless mercy, devotee comes and then speaks. Then the words of those Mahabhagavatas will penetrate and the conditioned soul can understand how the Supreme acts. So this is the point. Then we see So we'll take few verses because there are 15-16 verses. We'll take few verses and we'll elaborate. So here this is said, Adideva Mahayogi Ishwara Vaishnava Mahim Mahimara Anta Iha Na Jaiye Saba Na Janiye Saba. So the glorification of Anantadeva is going on in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and the words describe as he is Adideva. Adideva means same, Govindam Adi Purusham. He is the primeval Lord. Mahayogi is a great mystic controller. And then it is mentioned he is Ishwara. So Mahayogi and Ishwara, great mystic controller. Three words go, Adideva, Mahayogi and Ishwara. And the fourth word appears contrast is Vaishnava. Lord Ananta is also Vaishnava. What he does? He is a servant of Lord himself. And we see, and Prabhupada also mentions, and it's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that Lord Balram or Lord Anantadev serves Krishna in 10 different ways. It's mentioned. One is, Lord Balram serves Krishna in 10 different ways. Sakha is a friend. Then Bhai is a brother. Then Vyajana is garments. No, he is a fan. Then Shayana, he becomes a bed for the Lord. Avahana, he becomes a carrier. And then it's mentioned that actually Garuda is expansion of Anantadev. So it's not only Anantadev as a divine serpent becoming the bed of Lord, but he becomes Garuda also. Griha, house, chhatra, umbrella, garments, vastra, yata bhushana, ornaments, and asana, the sitting place. So in 10 different ways, he is serving. And we are seeing from past few days that how in every incarnation, whether he is elder brother, whether he is younger brother, in every way, whether he is a carrier, in every way, Balram, Lord Balram or Lord Nityananda is serving unlimitedly Lord Krishna. And one place is mentioned that actually it's mentioned that it may be confusing, but Lord is actually serving himself only. Because we are saying Balram and Krishna are one, and then we say Balram is serving Krishna. That means he is serving himself. So one devotee was mentioning why Lord takes role in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Leela, Lord Nityananda becomes a very happy when he is serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is showing us by the example. It is not just that he is showing us, and that's why he is actually happy. Entire Gaur Leela we see, Nityananda Prabhu does what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told him. And for his satisfaction he does everything. Whether it is Balram, whether it is Anantadev, in every form he has been serving. So one pastime I was reading, when Krishna appeared in Mathura, and now he is to be taken by Vasudev to Nandagokul. Krishna instructed Vasudev that take me to Nandagokul and bring my sister here. So then he goes, and there is a flood and heavy rains, and Yamuna is on the, flooding like anything. That's why Shukadeva Goswami says one word for Yamuna in that context. She is Yamanuja. Why will she not do such a thing? She is the ultimate, she is after all a sister of Yamaraj. So Shukadeva Goswami is using this word, Yamanuja. So then everything is very dark, dense, and water and flood. And there is Vasudev alone and no one else, because everyone else is sleeping. And Vasudev is carrying Krishna. And then it's raining. Now how Vasudev is to protect? Vasudev was thinking that with one hand I will hold the basket and with another hand I will swim across the river to go. But still it is difficult. How will he protect Krishna from the rain? Because he just put Krishna in basket, and below was there few silk clothes, and upper was filled silk clothes. So how the rains will not come? And there comes Lord Ananta, the eternal servant of Lord. And it's mentioned that Anantashesh is actually walking behind Vasudev. Some people say, no, he is on the side of Vasudev. But actually he is behind Vasudev. Thinking that Krishna is my master and I am his servant. What to talk of Krishna's father? He is also my master. So how can I walk beside him? So then he is walking behind. So we understand that how anything related to Krishna, the devotees actually serve devotees also. Tadiya. So from this understanding we get, and that's why Prabhupada says, love me, love my dog. So it's not that Anandadeva is only worried about Krishna, but Lord Ananta is also serving Vasudev, because he is related to Krishna. And then he is protecting Lord Krishna. And in all the pastimes we see, whether he is Balram, Mother Ashoda also tells to Balramji that after the Gopashtami, when now Krishna is to take cows and go far inside the forest, so Balram is given the charge to protect Krishna. Even though there is no difference in terms of age also. But then Mother Yashoda is treating Balram as he is a big man and who is going to protect Krishna. It's the same age, not much difference. So this is his service to serve. And then it said, one more thing was there, when one pastime comes in Chaitanya Leela, when Lord Nityananda, you know, he was running behind and he will come in sometime ecstasy. So once he jumped into Ganges and there was a crocodile. And Lord Nityananda is swimming behind the crocodile to catch him. And crocodile is running away in fear. It is not that crocodile is coming and Nityananda is running. No, Nityananda is running behind the crocodile and crocodile is running in the fear. And then he captures crocodile. So everyone is saying, all Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, everyone is telling that you stop, don't do all these things. Doesn't hear. He's still continuing his pastime. And then everyone goes to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu in a very grave voice says, Nityananda, come back. And immediately Lord Nityananda becomes sober. So we see that every instruction of Mahaprabhu, even he didn't preach. He is Adi Guru. When he appeared in Kali Yuga, Lord Nityananda, he didn't preach for 32 years. Until he got instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that now you go and preach. So he is Adi Guru. He is supposed to he has come to preach this message. And he is not preaching because he has not got instruction from his master. And we see how master reciprocates in that Leela, which is Dharma, is how when Nityananda is hit by Jagai, Madai. So then how Krishna is there to protect. So the relationship is not one way, the relationship is from both the sides. So here it is said, he is also Vaishnava. He plays the role of Vaishnava. Then now he says that he stays. I have already spoken to you about his service to the Lord. Now hear how the self-sufficient Anantadev exists in the lower planetary system of Patal. And then he is saying, bearing his string instrument, the tumbura on his shoulder, the great sage Narada Muni always glorified Lord Ananta. Narad Muni has composed many transcendental verses in the praise of Lord, which we heard few days back. Simply due to the glance of Lord Ananta, the three modes of nature interact and produce creation, maintenance and annihilation. These modes of nature appear again and again. The Lord is glorified as one without the second and as the supreme truth who has no beginning. Therefore, he is called Anantadev, unlimited. Who can understand this? This is today's verse. And then he goes on speaking. His form is completely spiritual and he manifests it only by his mercy. All the activities in the material world are conducted only in his form. He is very powerful and always prepared to please his personal associates and devotees. Very interesting. Lord is always, he is powerful and he is always prepared to please his personal associate and devotees. So many pastimes of Krishna are there. With the same pastime when Vasudeva is carrying Krishna and Anandashesh is coming from behind protecting Krishna with his hood from the rain. Sukadeva Goswami says, actually Anandashesh came, but initially he didn't protect for some time. He didn't become umbrella for Krishna for some time. Why? Then Acharya's comment that because Indra was showering rain. And there are many, many reasons why Indra was showering rain. One of the reasons was that he was thinking, today the Lord has appeared in this world and Devaki and Vasudeva could not perform his Abhishek ceremony. So there was no Abhishek. So someone should do, we are servant of Lord. It is our duty to perform Abhishek. And then the clouds started pouring water. So for some time Krishna accepted that water. And Anandashesh also didn't stop. Because the desire of devotees is there to perform Abhishek for Krishna. So both the lords actually cooperated with them. And then we see, then Lord protected. You know, now it's over. Otherwise, it will be too much water. And then in the same pastime, Yamuna wants to touch the lotus feet of Lord. So by Lord's inconceivable potency, he himself goes out of the basket and it appears that he's fallen in the river. Just to give mercy to Yamuna. So Lord is pleasing his... He acts to please his personal associate and devotees also. Whatever activities he is doing to please his devotees. Then it's mentioned, if we simply try to engage in the congregational chanting of the glories of Lord Anantadev, the dirty things in our heart accumulated during many births will immediately be washed away. Therefore, a Vaishnava never loses an opportunity to glorify Anantadev. So here the glories of holy name is mentioned, that how by chanting the names of Lord Ananta, the dirty things in our heart get purified. Accumulated during many births will immediately be washed away. Therefore, a Vaishnava never loses an opportunity to glorify the Lord. So we know this song where Narottam Das Thakur writes, Aar kabe netai chanda karuna karibe. When will that day come when Lord Nityananda Prabhu will bestow his mercy on me? What will happen after this mercy? Samsara vasana mora kabe to chahabe. All my material desires, like a filth in the heart, will become insignificant. Tuchahabe. So he, Narottam Das Thakur, writing in his song, begging for the mercy of Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda. That how, with their mercy only, with his mercy only, actually the heart will get purified. And same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. One who is engaged in devotional service, I cleanse his heart. That the torchlight of knowledge. I remove the ignorance from his heart. So there was a discussion once, a few devotees are discussing that how actually purification happens. So here it says that actually we perform devotional service and then Krishna purifies. So with the help of devotional service, our heart will get purified. Lord Ananta is known as Shesha, the unlimited, because he ends our passage through this material world simply by chanting his glories. Simply by chanting his glories, everyone can be liberated. So these three verses are together. One, when chanted, chants the glories of holy name, chants the holy name of Lord, the dirt gets cleared and what happens? He ends, Lord Ananda ends the passage through this material world. No more cycle of birth and death. He clears away everything. He puts an end to that. Simply by chanting His glories, everyone can be liberated. Vritrasura also praying in this context to Lord, the same things. By chanting Your glories, everyone can be liberated. In Chitraketu Maharaj also. Same thing. On His head, Anantadev sustains the entire universe with its millions of planets containing enormous oceans and mountains. We heard on that day, Sim Krishna was mentioning this, how He has 1000 hoods and they are so large and powerful that one universe just looks like one mustard seed. And here it said, He does not know where it is. Lord is carrying universes on His head and He is not even aware that, because there is no force. There is a tiny drop of water. He doesn't realize it also. While bearing the universe on one of His hoods, Anantadev chants the glories of Krishna with each of His thousands mouth. Although He has been chanting the glories of Lord Krishna since time immemorial, He has still not come to their end. To this very day, Lord Ananta continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and still finds no end to them. Here Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, Lord Ananta continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and still finds no end to them. So these few verses are describing so many things. Lord Ananta Himself is all Ananta. That's how the name Ananta comes, unlimited. And the name Shesha has been described by different acharyas in different ways. Shesha also means one who remains. Shesha means one who remains. Remains after the destruction. So that is why he is given his name as Shesha. And also he serves Lord. That also is one meaning of Shesha. So everything about how Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Kumaras, everyone is glorifying Lord. And what is his potency. And he himself becomes servant. He himself becomes servant of Lord and glorifies. So everything is, you know, in a brief is mentioned in these few verses. Then, in purport also it is mentioned, before the Lord existed before the creation and annihilation of the material world. The Lord existed before the creation and consequently He is eternal and unchanging. Therefore, how can any human being, however a great scientist or philosopher, he may understand the ways of Supreme Personality of God. So when we read this, actually with the mundane knowledge, it's impossible to understand. First of all, a person will not understand only that if another person, if one person is so great, okay, one will say, we agree that Lord Ananta Shesha is so great that he is carrying the entire creation on his head. And one universe is like one drop of water. But then the another question will come, if some person is so great, how is it that he is not proud? How is it that he is glorifying another person? As it is said, a beggar is also proud of its own penny. So this is impossible to understand for a person who is not in touch with devotees. Because devotees only can impart this faith in the heart of other person. There is no way it can be learnt. And Prabhupada mentioned in one of the verses of Bhagavad Gita, he mentions, I think, fourth chapter, 44th or 42nd or 43rd, almost like last verse, Prabhupada mentioned that only by reading, many people say books are basis. Yes, we agree, because Prabhupada said books are basis. But then Prabhupada mentioned in that, only by studying these scriptures, no one can understand Lord. So Prabhupada is clearly mentioning that even by reading scriptures, you cannot understand. And one of the purports in Bhagavad Gita explains, you have to approach an acharya, bona fide authority. From where the Krishna starts speaking, from where Krishna starts speaking, Tadvidhi Prani Pratyana, after that Prabhupada is sticking to this only. that you have to approach an acharya, you have to approach a devotee to understand about Krishna. So even though Lord is so great, the big acharyas say that we are insignificant to glorify. If such stalwart acharyas, nitya siddha, eternal associate of Lord, are saying that we are insignificant in glorifying the glories of Lord, then how can an really insignificant conditioned soul can even understand glories of Lord? There is no way. Only by mercy of devotees. So then another question may come. Oh, is it only by, if he cannot understand, then how? Now people are not coming. Not everyone will come to devotees in the world. Not everyone know who are the devotees. So what do they, how do they come? So that is why Krishna himself appears and he starts going out and preaching. He comes himself with so many associates and he just opens the floodgate, and flood is a ocean. So then devotee will go and preach, but Prabhu, if someone may ask, if there is karma, how is that? If someone has no karma, does it only depend on devotees? That devotees will preach and another person will become devotee? Is there any karma, agyan sukriti, no sukriti? So this concept comes. So even though we see that sukriti is required and then one person comes in touch, or by some causeless mercy someone comes in touch with a Vaishnava, or by any, even by touch with a holy name, then sukriti develops. By some chance. But Srila Prabhupada says at one point that yes, karma is there. And even Krishna will not interfere in karma. If some person is going, Krishna will not like to interfere. Directly at least. Then Prabhupada says, but a Vaishnava, a pure devotee of Lord, not only interferes in the karmic cycle of a conditioned soul, but he cuts through it with his potency. And we saw in the case of Srila Prabhupada's preaching. Prabhupada himself is mentioning in one of the lectures that one old man with single-handed, with such a tiny effort, if can do so much, how much can be done if you all become devotees, Prabhupada is saying. So just by one devotee, one acharya, the world gets changed. So this is the way. So devotees preach on the instruction of the previous acharyas. As we are and Prabhupada also mentioned the same lecture that is giving in Bombay. So he says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you don't need any empowerment as such to that means you need empowerment, but you don't need to go and look for empowerment. For Indians, Prabhupada says Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already empowered. And he says Bharata Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoila Jahar Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Parupkar. That means he has empowered all the Indians. Instruction is also there, you become guru, and empowerment of Lord is also there. Now go out and preach. Prabhupada says. It was in 71-72 Prabhupada is giving this lecture. So go out and preach and take up the process before you go out and preach. Janam Sarthak Kari. So we can understand how so many glories are mentioned of Lord in Bhagavatam. But they will just remain in Bhagavatam if no one preaches. So from here it has to go out. So that is what the mission of Srila Prabhupada is. Prabhupada came with one mission to preach, and that is what is continuing in ISKCON. And a few days back, one lecture Prabhupada mentioned that only ISKCON is a society. He is declaring openly, even though there are many sampradayas, many more bona fide societies, but he says only ISKCON. Why? Because we see that International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya, is actually carrying the potency of entire Guru Parampara. But very strictly following the regime. He is empowered by entire Parampara and he is giving the empowerment further. So this is Parampara. And that is why it is the only society and a unique society which can benefit the world. If any benefit can come to world, it has to come through society in terms of spiritual matters. So the glories are many. We have limited time and I am insignificant, so we can stop here. And Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.